Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
Has anybody heard the Dr. Berg podcast? He has a podcast. It's called the Dr. Berg Ketogenic Diet. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify. It's called the Dr. Berg Ketogenic Diet and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Dr. Berg did not ever make an actual podcast. We took the video and we got the audio out, and with it, we made the podcast. And it's actually one of the most successful podcasts on the planet with 190 million downloads. And he's never made a podcast in his life. So this is how you start leveraging these opportunities that the world is presenting you, because 100 million downloads, it's a lot, right? It's a lot. So the videos, usually, and this is the formula that we apply for content creation, we try to keep it between 6 to 12 minutes in length. What we do with the written side of things is that we take the videos also, and then we make articles from that. So again, people like Dr. Berg do not really write articles. They are taken from his videos and then they're edited to make it look like they're written. So we take the audio and we turn that into an audio podcast. We turn that into a written article, and then we find a quote. For example, Dr. Berg says, corn will break your keto. Just using that as an example. If Dr. Berg said this on his video, then you can take a picture of Dr. Berg and you can take his image, put it over here, and put that quote inside, and you call that a quote card. And now you have another piece of content. So the most important thing here as a content creator is this right here. It is your video. And we call that, the term that I use for that is primary content. Everything is born from this primary content. YouTube content, Facebook content, podcasts, reels for Facebook, shorts for YouTube, and so on. You get the idea. From that primary content, everything gets born. And that's how we go into distribution of that content at scale. Now, the formula that he talked about for primary content, this is the formula. He's a very, very sophisticated and advanced researcher. He researches a lot. He spends a lot of time during the day studying what he wants to cover and understanding what he wants to talk about. And he also wants to understand the cognition that he wants them to have, the audience to have. So all of it is carefully thought through. So he'll say something like this: cognition,
followed by problem, stories, cognition.
You have to have the cognition yourself as a content creator. What do you want to communicate? What is the problem that you want to help them solve? What is the realization? For example, if I'm talking about marketing, I want to get them to realize that the world is changing very fast and that you got to be in present time. So my cognition that I want them to have is, you got to be in the present and you got to be able to observe your environment to see what's happening, what's working, what's not working, and where are people paying attention. Because otherwise you start putting attention. It's like, let's say my kids told me that MySpace was the way to do business. Well, if I'm not in present time, I go to MySpace, I'm going to be disappointed, right? So I have to be in the present time. There's platforms that are working today, platforms that are not working. So I have to have the cognition that I want to communicate. And then I show the problem. When I start the video, you have about five seconds to show people what they're going to learn to solve if they watch that video. So in this video, I'm going to show you the platforms that are going to help you get attention today so you can generate more business, right? Like, so you got to introduce the problem very quickly. And then you're going to tell stories along the way. Stories are important. Stories get people interested. You got to have stories. If you can see from my talk, I always find a way to use my real life. Telling stories in your content gets your audience interested enough to stick around. So storytelling is enough to keep people hooked on the content itself. If I don't tell stories throughout my talk, it becomes boring and it becomes real and it becomes too subjective. And so Dr. Berg was telling a couple of weeks ago, he tells a story about how he's sharing with people, he's making it a little bit controversial. He's like, why are the people in the mountains, the ones that are skinny, the ones that are in a mountain? I forgot exactly what he was talking about, but there's a city that has a lot of obese people, but then the people in the mountain are skinny. He's like, why? So he creates a mystery. And then he starts telling stories about how the farmers, they get closer to the mountain and they have the sun and the vitamin D and so on. And that's why. And he'll start telling stories that connect people with the actual cognition that he wants them to have. He's trying to get them to cognize that vitamin D is a necessary part of somebody's health. So along the way, he knows what he wants to make them to cognize. He tells them the problem. He'll tell stories along the way, and then he'll introduce, at the end of the day, what the solution is, right? So that is cognition, problem, stories, solution, leading to a solution. And that solution is going to lead to the cognition that the audience is going to have. And that is a video formula that you want to apply. So when you go to this primary content over here, that's going to help you get content for YouTube, for shorts, for Facebook, for Reels, for Instagram, for podcasts, for all of it, you now have content that is going to solve people's problems. It's going to get them to be entertained. It's going to give them value. It's going to be educational and inspirational and hopefully entertainment, right? And when you have those things in place, you have something to help you reach the audiences.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.